in Grandpa's day, folks used to say a woman's place was in the home. But today most of them have a car to drive, and while hubby works, they roam. And with all the modern conveniences, why housework should be play? Why they don't even wash diapers now, just up and throw them away. They've always got time for those houseware parties or a downtown matinee. Machines do the wash and cook the meals while they go out and play. But still they're not quite satisfied and say they're underrated, that they want equal rights with men and be what they call liberated. They've too much time on their hands now, guess they're tired of watching TV. So they get together and demonstrate and yell equality. But come on, gals, and tell the truth, would you really like to trade? Why, if you only stop to think, you've already got it made. Just the other evening, my wife came home and I asked where she'd been. She said to a women's lib meeting, and we want equal rights with you men. I said, hun, that's a good idea, and to start things right, you see, I'll do this little dab of dishes for you while you mow the lawn for me. It's supposed to be cold in the morning, around 0 degrees, so I'll cook breakfast for you while you warm the cars for me. And while you're shoveling the snow off the wall, tell you what I'll do. I'll have a fresh pot of coffee made by the time that you get through. And I'll be glad to let you work in my place and pay the bills when they come due. And when you come home instead of nagging at me, why, I'll nag at you. She said, I don't think I'll go to those meetings no more. Those gals ain't really right. Let's just leave things like they are. Come on to bed and let's say goodnight.